History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. During the 1930s, British governments followed a policy towards Germany known as appeasement. This policy is most associated with the Prime Minister from 1937 to 1940, Neville Chamberlain. Appeasement has been the subject of great historical controversy since the 1930s. Many people have argued that appeasement led directly to the Second World War and was a failure. Others have argued that it was the best thing that Britain could have done in the circumstances and at the time. And, it is important to note, appeasement was abandoned after it was seen to have failed. Here we look at why the British would want to pursue a policy of appeasement, and also why it has been so deeply criticised. We will focus in particular on the Munich Agreement of September 1938 and explore why appeasement was then abandoned in 1939. We must start by defining appeasement. To some, appeasement is the bringing of peace. To others, appeasement is the cowardly giving in to aggression. The reality lies somewhere between these two, and it's up to you to decide what really is meant by this term. The clearest reason why appeasement was carried out was the overwhelming desire amongst the British government and the British public to avoid another war as catastrophic as that of the First World War 1914 to 1918. The belief was that any future war would be even worse than the first. Chemical weapons, bomber aircraft meant that war had changed, and civilians, as well as the soldiers, were going to be on the front line from now on. Here is a compelling moral argument why war should be avoided, to avoid unnecessary bloodshed. One could also argue that Germany had legitimate claims. The Treaty of Versailles had been too harsh on it, and therefore Germany deserved the rights which were afforded to other nations after World War I. All Germans to live in Germany seemed perfectly reasonable. Germany walking into her own backyard in the Rhineland, Germany uniting with Austria, German Sudetenlanders wanting to be part of the Reich. When considered individually, each of them seems perfectly legitimate. We also have to remember, people at the time couldn't predict the future. They didn't know what was going to happen next, and each of Hitler's demands, on its own merits, had some justification. On top of this, Britain wasn't militarily prepared to actually confront Germany at this stage. British public opinion would not support massive rearmament during the 1930s, and as a result of that, Britain was in a position much weaker than she should have been in confronting aggression. As a result of that, Britain needed time to rearm before she could actually counter Germany's aggressive claims. In the 1930s, British priorities were also elsewhere. The Great Depression had left many people suffering in the 1930s. Government spending should not be on arms, but should be on social provision, housing, healthcare, education. Britain's international priorities should be based upon the Empire, not on what's happening in Central Europe. It can also be argued that Britain lacked allies in the 1930s which would actually help her against Germany. France was weak, America isolationist, and the Soviet Union could not be trusted. Some go as far as to claim that appeasement was based on the fact that Hitler was standing up to the communist menace in Central Europe. Communism was seen as more of a danger than Nazism. This, though, is somewhat extreme. We also have to consider the fact that Chamberlain himself believed appeasement to be the right policy, and as Prime Minister, his conviction was central to British policy. To sum up, Britain wasn't ready for a war. Its public didn't want it, its Prime Minister didn't want it, and many of Germany's demands were seen as being reasonable. We know appeasement failed, war was not avoided, and the Second World War was even more disastrous than the first. It can easily be argued, therefore, that appeasement was the wrong policy at the wrong time. Winston Churchill was the chief critic of appeasement, and he claimed that this was a war that was easy to stop. Had Hitler been treated harshly at an early stage, then the war would never have been able to happen. It was also argued that Hitler had laid out all his plans in advance in his book Mein Kampf, and therefore anyone who'd read it would know that they had to take strong action to stop what he said happening. Why didn't Chamberlain? Appeasement was seen as no more than giving in to the bully and betraying those people of Eastern Europe like the Czechs and the Austrians, who didn't want to be part of the brutal Nazi regime. Every time Hitler was appeased, Germany got stronger. On a strategic point of view, Hitler could and should have been stopped when he was still too weak. Appeasement had made Germany strong, and made any chance of future success against Germany much, much harder. Appeasement made Britain and France look weak. Every time they looked weak, it meant it gave Hitler greater confidence that they will not do anything against him next time he tries. Every time, he will push it further. To put it simply, Hitler's word could not be trusted. Chamberlain was naive to put so much faith in Hitler's good intentions, when, deep down, Hitler knew he was never going to keep his word. The Munich Agreement is often cited as the high point of appeasement. Some argue that this was a disaster for Britain. Others argue it was the best that could be achieved at the time. The Munich Agreement came as a result of Chamberlain's three visits to Germany in September 1939. He achieved two things: the peaceful transfer of the Sudetenland from Czechoslovakia to becoming part of Germany, and an Anglo-German agreement in which they agreed not to go to war and to negotiate any future concerns together. Chamberlain returned saying, "I believe it is peace for our time, peace with honour," and he was met with great public approval as he returned from Munich. Chamberlain could argue that what he had achieved was actually the most fair outcome in the circumstances. Britain's military were quite simply not up for a war at this stage. Some argue it was Hitler who was left disappointed. "Chamberlain has ruined my entry into Prague," bemoaned Hitler in September 1938. Those who criticised Munich claimed that Britain had thrown away a potential ally in Czechoslovakia, and one which was strong, with 34 divisions in its army, who could have put up a good fight against the Nazis. Criticism also came that the Czechs themselves, nor the Russians, were actually present at Munich. Had a more united front been presented to Hitler, then maybe he would not have achieved his objectives here. It must be remembered, at Munich, war had not been avoided, merely postponed. We know Chamberlain's piece of paper did not achieve peace for our time. War broke out less than a year after the Munich Agreement. Appeasement itself lasted just another 6 months. So, what brought about this change of heart from Britain, and from Chamberlain in particular? By 1939, Britain's military were much more prepared and felt they were in a position where they could fight Germany on more even terms. Hitler had also betrayed the trust that Chamberlain had put on him at Munich. By taking Bohemia Moravia in March 1939, Hitler had essentially screwed up and thrown away the piece of paper that he had signed with Chamberlain. Chamberlain had been betrayed personally, and he was determined that now a stand had to be taken against Hitler. The signing of the Polish Guarantee 2 weeks later led to the outbreak of war in September 1939. In 1939, Hitler still believed that Chamberlain would be willing to appease him. He thought of the leaders of France and Britain as worms, willing to wriggle themselves out of any commitments they may have made. By 1939, though, British public and political resolve had been very much strengthened, and war became inevitable after Hitler made the Nazi-Soviet pact and then invaded Poland. You need to come to your own judgment about what you think about appeasement. Was it a noble experiment based upon avoiding war and then abandoned when it was deemed to have failed? Or was it a craven submission to aggression? Was it spinelessness on the part of the British government? It is easy to criticise appeasement as it was a failed policy. But we have to ask, what were the real alternatives to it? When should Britain have made a stronger stance against Germany? In 1935 over rearmament, in 1936 over the Rhineland, over the Anschluss, over the Sudetenland? It's very hard to say. Britain gave Hitler the chance to prove his trustworthiness. Hitler betrayed that trust. In 1938, Britain simply did not want war, but by 1939, Britain was ready. Chamberlain was a good man who made the wrong decision. These final words were said in justification of invading Iraq by Tony Blair in 2003. I'll leave you to make your own decision. Goodbye and good luck.